We now return to your regular programming.
It's the Ryan Show!
Was your family supportive throughout this journey of your rap career?
My family has been awesome. I mean, I talk about it a lot on the album. I'm really lucky to have, like, an awesome family, to come from, you know, a great family, like, good background, good financial situation. Like, I talk about it on the album, and, like, I'm very real about this. Like, I'm not trying to, like, flex and, like, or, like, front, say, like, I came from the mud, like, anything like that. Like, that's not the case.
Yeah, I think it's a myth, that whole talent from, you know, being, diamond in the rough kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's not, I'm not trying to front here. Like, I came from a nice family and a, you know, financially stable background, but, like, you know, like, this is about making music. This is about making dope
times
rap.
Times have,
like,
changed.
This,
you know, back 20 years ago, it would have been a lot harder.
Yeah, I mean,
in the type of industry.
And
that
look,
we're
in a lot of ways, like, I think one thing I have to say is you need to hear the style of the music to see what I'm going for, to understand this statement. But a lot of ways, like, I am one of the first of my kind. Like, I'm going for, like, hard rap. Like, my music fits in with like the hard, like, Playboi Carti, like, Future. Like, my music fits right in there. And like, a lot of people criticize me for that, like, especially, like, even people in my life, and I think people that are close to me definitely have the thought, like, you know, like, is this the best way for him to go? But at the same time, like, I know what music I like, and I know what my capabilities are, so I'm just going hard at that.
You know what you're not doing, which is what people stress over and over not to do? You're not faking the funk. You're just being completely outright with everything you're doing.
I'm not faking anything, you know? I mean, and to get back to that, like, my parents have been awesome, super supportive. Like, they've helped me through the whole thing. Like, my mom is constantly trying to help me. But at the same time, my parents haven't done any of this for me. Like, my parents don't fund me. Like, I don't get any money from my parents to help with my music career. Like, it's not like that. So, and that's what the comments say. The comments are almost always just saying shit that is so off caliber and so wrong that it just makes me laugh, because it's like, you know, if I'm getting this person to think that much, that person just thought of something that I couldn't even think of because it's not true.
That's so great that your mom's, like, really supportive. She's like, I saw three good asses at the mall today that you can put in your video.
She's awesome. I mean, she's always trying to help out. Like, she's always, like, telling me, do this, do that. Yeah. And actually, my family just moved to LA, so good for them. Like, big
planting
deal.
Some,
like,
seeds,
yeah,
out there for you.
Yeah, so, you know, my mom's, like, favorite joke is, like, that she's always saying that, like, you know, people are always asking her if they moved out there for my career. And she's like, nah, he's going to move out there for us. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see. Stay tuned and see, Philadelphia.
Now, Philly.
Do you wish that, I mean, how is the hometown support? You say that, you know, you had the viral support initially, but has Philadelphia at this point started supporting you? It's been a few years.
I don't think anyone in Philly knows I exist.
I was going to say, like, is anyone in high school? You're like, you, Sarah.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, there's definitely some people from high school that are probably like, "Fuck you, Dill." But I've had a couple instances of support. I was on Q102 freestyling, which was dope. I spit.
Which I saw you. I was surprised too, because, you know, initially, you know, look, you see our crowd, you see our crew that we hang out with. We don't know what to think at first, so I did a little digging too, and you have some bars. I saw the freestyle.
Hell yeah! So
we might have to put on instrumental.
Hopefully, we get that today.
Down. I can rock it, you know, like, anytime. Like, I'm just ready to go, any beat. But I was on the radio in Philly spitting some freestyle. Rach on the radio, shout out. You know, that was awesome. But as far as like real grassroots support in Philly, I would say not a ton. I've gotten, like I said, like, it all comes back to online. Like, the people who support me the most in Philly are people who have found me online and live in Philly.
Do you do live shows out there?
Yeah, I've definitely done some live shows. I did a live show for the Hey What's Up Hello video. But, you know, I've just been really busy with my album and haven't really been focused on that. And I think, you know, in a lot of ways, right, you can't forget that, like, live shows, just like everything else in the music industry, is about, you know, the outgoing networking. So for me, I would need somebody who's constantly out doing the shows booking for me, and I've just been too busy with my album to do
plus
that.
Plus, you don't really, it seems like you don't need it as much. You found a way to grow without doing these live shows.
Yeah.
Which is very rare. Like, most up-and-coming artists take the opposite approach. They're trying to book themselves as much as possible to get practice in. Do you ever worry about not getting enough practice?
Okay, so that's a good point. I've already done 50 shows. I'm also a very comfortable performer. Like, I was into, like, performing arts before. Oh, okay. Before, like, I did, like, theater and stuff. I mean, I was in Greece. Really? I was Johnny Casino. I was wearing a pink suit on stage. Doing a little yeah, but I was into that shit already. So, for me, I'm comfortable on stage. I've also done 50 shows. I've got more experience than most rappers, like, out there, period. But... you really, what you said that really interests me and is so true is, like, most rappers are focused on getting shows, and in my opinion, they are just in a way, that kind of mindset is, I think, stuck in the past in many ways. So it's like, even if you fill up a show, even if you get a big show, right? Big show for a new artist, let's say it's 250 people. Like, that's a big show, right? Like, that's going to be awesome. I mean, it probably takes weeks of planning. It that could even have a headline. 250 people, you could have a headlining artist you could pay to be on that show. But then let's think about this. How long would it take you to go find 250 fans, potential fans of, let's say 500, let's say in case half of the people you message don't answer, right? How long would it take you to find and message 500 fans? And right, furthermore, the next question is, do those fans that you contacted through the internet, right, are they more valuable to the fan who just than the fan who just saw your show, right? Because think about this. Now you're in their inbox. They have a direct line to your page and to where your music is monetized. At the show, they see you perform and they'll remember that forever, yes. But they probably also remember getting a DM from you forever too. Yeah. So it's just like you have it's
called a bigger stage.
You know what it is? We got some finance lingo: opportunity cost.
Yeah.
Wow, this guy definitely went to college, guys.
You can tell there we go. You're getting a crash course, everybody.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, it really is just as an artist, you got to think about like what is the best use of my time? How am I going to reach the most people? But that like. I like doing shows. I would love to do more shows. I wish I could focus on that more, but I'm going to focus on online promotion until I get to the point where I'm getting paid shows only. Yep. And so another thing that is a big part of what I'm doing is I'm trying to like, for me, I want to get my income to be from streaming, period. So everything I'm doing, like every message I send, literally every message I send on Instagram pretty much has the bottom goal of getting someone to stream my music. Like every message, like pretty much every message that I'm sending on Instagram is like, you know, the goal of networking, increasing my brand, as well as getting them to stream my music. And so I've set up everything really clean through my website, itslit.org, right, to lead right to my streaming. And basically, I'm just focused on how many people can I, using all platforms, Triller, dancing videos, you know, Twitter, I'm tweeting, Instagram, I'm going.
Were you doing dance videos?
Oh, yeah. I'm big on the dance videos, man. That's
really? The new thing.
I got 50K followers in the last 6 months.
What's the name of that app? That app, everybody.
I am probably the worst dancer of all
time.
That's
what gets you followers, though. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's the way that they have this app where you can do like a second and a half of a dance move and then just stitch it all together, right?
Yeah, so it's called Triller. And there's another. Yeah, so you basically just take these videos of you dancing and then it automatically edits them together and it ends up looking sick. And so, yeah, I've just been using those apps to. It's the best new upcoming way to share music.
More hate, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love it, man. Like, I'll bring it on. Like, I've got. I mean, you just seeing the beginning. You got to take a look at my stuff. I've got ridiculous dance videos like all over Philly. I mean, like I've definitely, this has all happened pretty quickly. I've taken a very aggressive strategy and I think all of it is still starting. Like it's only been 6 months. I mean, and it takes time for things to grow. And so.
Are you having fun?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what matters, man.
That's what's irreplaceable about everything I'm doing. Like it is a lot of work. I mean, I'm spending a ton of my time just like answering messages and going to the studio.
And you're doing this on your own. Like you don't have an assistant that's sitting there.
I do not have an assistant. I have nobody to help me right now. Like right now, Cuss Pack, who is acting as my part-time manager. He's my roommate. And like I've got nobody helping me right now. And I'm in the process of building a team. But what I've learned is that building a team is really, really hard and finding people who are actually gonna do the work as well as have their incentives aligned with you is tough.
Preach to the choir,
incentive,
kid.
Incentive, man. Incentive. Yeah, that's what it is. Tough. You got to make sure that everybody is on the same page. Expectations.
Yeah,
are the
I
most
mean, it, you got to have some balls, really. Yeah. Like, that's what it, like, for me right now, like, this is a time when I've got to have some balls because I've got to hold out, right? Like, we're dealing with a situation right now. And, you know, people say it's like a game of chess. It kind of is like a big game of chess. Like, it's like we're dealing with a situation where I want to get my album out. I want to get funding as fast as possible. Like, I want to get on the best, you know, outlets and all that stuff. I don't want to give up all the rights to my music. So I don't want to go to a major label and give up like my rights to my music for some kind of funding and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm doing as much as I can and pursuing my strategies to start this wave, and it's working. It's working for me. I can see it's working. I mean, I've checked the numbers. I've checked them twice. I've checked them three times. I'm growing fast. Like I need to be. So that being said, it just becomes a game of like, can I wait it out? Can I wait long enough until I have enough revenue, enough money coming in where I can really blow this music thing up?
And how long has the process been so far? Like 4 or 5 years or?
So, like I said, there was a break in there where I was like mostly focused on school and making money.
Yeah, but it's finances. It goes with your career. It's almost like you're studying to prepare yourself for it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so the whole process has been 4 to 5 years since I started music. But since I started spending all of my time and energy on music has really been like 8 months. Okay. So like 8 months before that, I was totally focused on crypto. Like I was making that, and I'm still working on crypto. I do it every day. I'm involved with a project called BitGreen, which I'm a co-founder
of. Any advice to those that want to invest? Yeah, I know there's been some highs and lows this year.
I do have a good piece of advice. It is just that you should get a little bit of Bitcoin so that you have some, and that way you'll be more likely to notice when it goes up or down, and you'll just get more into it. That's what I tell people.
That was the worst advice I've ever heard about anything.
What do you want to hear? Buy Bitcoin. Yeah. It's going to $100,000.
Yes.
That's what you want to hear. But no, just get like, I would say just get like $20 of Bitcoin. Yeah. Just try it out. Then you know how to get it. And like, if that $20 turns into 50, you'll be like, ooh, why did that happen? You'll start to learn.
That's interesting. So that's almost like another career on top of show business itself. That's like, you got like 5 hats going on right now.
I wear a lot of hats, but you know, like I'm an ideas guy. I'm a creative, and most of all, I'm like an action taker. Like I don't wait around for shit. Like I had an idea to create a cryptocurrency. I did that. I did it. I got it set up. I got a whole team set up. Now the project is being run by a great team of individuals that I put together. And so like I'm trying to do the same thing for my music career now, which is like right now I'm figuring out all the nitty gritty. What is the best way to grow my account? And how can I do it
out?
Yeah, the same way. Right. I have to like. This is what being an entrepreneur is all about. I mean, if you watch any of like the shows, you know, watch shows on TV.
I listen to Joe Rogan. I know what goes on.
It's really about knowing your business or knowing your industry from the ground up. So for me, I have to figure out how to promote my social media and promote my videos and all of that before I can teach someone else how to do it. And like I said, like I'm not trying to, you know, sign a deal or anything. I'm trying to build all of this stuff myself in house, and I have a pretty good understanding of what that takes. So, you know, that's what we're working with.
Now, let me ask you another question. When it comes to the cryptocurrency career and your music career, what's top priority for you right now?
Ooh, that is a good question. I would say no doubt the music career is my top priority right now.
Bullshit.
Everyone who knows me in the crypto space has known me. You know, I've been working extremely hard on crypto for 2 to 3 years. I actually went by Dr. Crypto on Twitter. For you guys probably don't know, but on Twitter, it was really popular to use like a cartoon avatar and post your trades. And so at some point, I changed my name to Dr. Crypto, DR. That's my initials, DR Crypto. And so I became Dr. Crypto on Twitter. And so I was posting trades and all that. That was up until like 8 months ago, right? Dr. Crypto. That's my secret rap name.
Yeah, it's like the 80s rap name, though. You wouldn't know that now.
So anyway, you know, I've been working hard on crypto for years, but this is really Crypto Rich represents me shifting my focus back to music.
It's Crypto Rich, like, the name of your label, kind of?
Crypto Rich. My album is called Crypto Rich. My label is called itslit.org.
Like, wow. That.
Yeah. And then I also have
and plug your handles too, because it's about time we're gonna have to get to a break.
And then I also
Famous Dill.
Yep. And I also have a music community, which is called Dilluminati, and this is a community of artists and
Dilluminati.
Love that.
Artists, entrepreneurs, people that are interested in growth online. We have a giant Discord chat. We're almost at 500 users in just a month or two. And so this is a place for you to come discuss online promotion, growth online, marketing, music, all that stuff. So if you want to
forward to music too, all these guys in the chat?
Yeah, yeah, that's you know, that's how it
it's
is.
It's like a nice little cult, a crypto cult.
That's exactly right. It's really a fan, but don't get me wrong, it really is a fan group. It's a Dill fan group.
Yeah.
But it's Dilluminati, dilluminati.com. You can go there, join our group chat, ask people questions about your music, how to grow your music, how to be an entrepreneur, stuff like that. Anything you want to learn, we've got a great group of minds.
Well, it's been really awesome having you down here, but we're not done. Hopefully we can get a freestyle out of you. We just got to go to a quick break. Let's play a few songs. In fact, we're going to play one of your songs. What song are we going to play right now?
Hey, What's Up, Hello.
Hey, What's Up, Hello. And the video is out now on YouTube. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Light one up because I think we're about to
roll up.
And get this freestyle going. Philadelphia's own Dill, and he can be followed at famous_Dill. Is that correct?
It's lit.org.
It's lit.org. You're listening to The Ryan Show FM with stand-up comedian Nick Tolelli. And the Hamptons, Dave, the socialite.
That's me.
Of New York City. The Hampton Zone, folks. We'll be back. Ubbing.
Hey, what's up, hello? I wanna talk for a minute. I'm getting dirty money, been a boss for a minute. Pulled up in a limo with the windows tinted, no iced out penny. I'm fresh out on pretending. When they let me in, cut the line. Snapchat stories, gotta post that on my timeline. Gotta hit the green room just to get my mind right. Got it on my rider, so I gotta have my Klondike. What is so you think I look cool? All about my rhymes, never liked how cool. Never liked these dudes act too cool. Now I got it poppin', they all know me in my school. Now I got a rocket, she be venom and he venom. Tell her fuck her up like she's sucking on a lemon. Baby, I'm the teacher and today I'm the lesson. Just forget stressing, come here when I beckon. Hey, what's up, hello, I wanna talk for a minute. Getting dirty money, been a boss for a minute. I ain't gotta rent it, no cost when I'm in it. Boss for my woman, top I ain't spinning. Ooh, ain't saying I got it like that. I am only saying that they doubt it while you rap. If I lost the money, I would get it right back. Man, she got a booty, I would hit it like slap. Ooh, gotta say what's up to you. On the scale of A to Z, you a W. And this is A to B, so see your way out. These love games, so don't get played out. Hey, what's up, hello, I wanna talk for a minute. Getting dirty money, been a boss for a minute. All up in the slot like floss, I'm the dentist. My bitch is independent, I'm living in the present. Oh my god, three Molly. She lick me like lollies. Eat my greens like broccoli. Jump up on the like an ollie. Ooh, gotta eat my veggie, become Spider-Man. Magic with the wrist, I guess I got the sleight of hand. I watch out for my health, I gotta have my vitamins. I gotta get this wealth, money talk, I understand. Please speak my language. I've been getting dirty money trying to pull up in the Range Rover. When I'm trying to eat, I don't need a banquet. Need a bad bitch that can make a sandwich. Hey, what's up, hello, I wanna talk. Hey, what's up, hello, I wanna talk. Hey, what's up, hello. Hey, what's up, hello.
It's The Ryan Show.
Yeah, just doing a little freestyle here. The Ryan Show. Yeah. What up, Boston? What up, New York? What up, Philly? Yeah.
The moon and the planet are there, and new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God on the most greatest adventure.
War now. I keep it cool, calm, and collect like the checks that I collected. Check that I am cashing, always on the batch, cause I'm going insane. These bitches drive me crazy, she giving me brain. I had to leave her laying down in my bed, then I went out to work. I be making money, I be smoking on that perk. I don't even pop a perk, cause I'm painless. Bitches on my dick and my stainless steel, sitting in my pants. Thought it was my c- she driving on your mans, she grinding on your mans, trying to get this. And you know I'm spitting flows all black like I'm racist, but I'm not though. I got a hot flow and you are not dope. I came through with the freshest, coolest clothes. Got a bad hose. Know that I got the flow. I got dope, I got dro, and we down to smoke. When we rolling, we got the potent. I'm always overdosing, nearly higher off a dosage. I get higher space, outer space in my rocket. You know how I rock it. I got denims, I got topics, I got fitted on. And I'm cooler and I'm fresh. Everybody know that I do this the best. I got plastic, just wanna call me on my phone. Got a lot of plastic surgery, a lot of these hoes. Yeah.
Dylan is Philadelphia. Crypto Rich coming out soon. The Ryan Show FM. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That hot white fire.
No World perks because I'm painless. I like that.
No perks, I'm painless. Well, now, yeah, it's lit.org.
Dave, yeah. Dave, you're not really a fan of perks, are you?
Love me some perks.
Oh, you do? I should have known. I should have known better.
No, not to get too into it. No, out there, if you're listening, Mom, I don't do anything illegal.
Yeah, no, he gets hurt to get up.
So this is where those late night radio shows are recorded.
Yeah.
You already know. Exactly. And Dill, let them know one more time where they can find you.
It's lit.org. Everything Dill is there. At Famous Dill. You know what it is. Check out itslit.org. That is your one-stop shop for all the best music in the whole world on the planet.
In the whole world.
In the whole world. Every single continent that you could be on listening right now. Itslit.org. We're worldwide, baby. We are chilling with Dill. Comedian Nick Tilelli, socialite Hamptons Dave. Nick, where can they find you?
Oh, you're going to find me at Nick Tilelli. And Saturday, August 3rd, you're going to see me at Bally's in Atlantic City. I'm headlining that show. So come on out.
Nick, making some crazy moves.
Crazy moves. Come on out, and hopefully the guy who canceled doesn't show back up. And I'm back in there. Yeah, come see me on that. And yeah, Sunday I'll be at Governor's and right after Atlantic City, so come see me.
Dude, all over the circuit. Our pal Mateo.
Making moves.
Yeah.
I was sitting talking to a stuttering friend of mine, Mateo Pascal. Shout out our friend Mateo.
He's on some spectrum.
Yeah, sure.
I think he listens sometimes too, but he said, you know, Nick is really making his way.
Yeah, and I told Ryan, I was like, it's really great to have someone sponsor me from the autism community. So you know it's good.
A shining endorsement. You're doing it right.
Love a rip. Oh, man.
Well, I could do a disability tour.
Well, he's going to get work at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be worse.
Exactly.
So follow him at Nick Tilelli. That's two L's. And Hamptons Dave, where can they find you?
You follow me at Hamptons Dave, but check your girl's DM because you'll probably see me in there anyway.
Oh!
And don't forget, you can get the Hamptons Dave emojis available now.
Oh, that's right.
Official Ryan Show emojis. Does it get any better than that?
Just love that.
Pixel Parade on the app.
I love sending those. When I get lit, like late at night, I'm laying in bed, I just drop them in like...
It's the most cocky thing to do.
Different girls, like DMs.
So we got to get you some
that I know that are in relationships. I love that.
Just emojis of our faces. So obnoxious. Every time someone's mad at me, my girlfriend
just dropped the
my mom. I hit him with the emoji. With my face.
The mom, that's good. You hit your mom with the face
all the time.
Yeah, no, I hit my mom with Dave's face, and she goes, "I know that guy."
Yeah, she sat on it last night.
Oh, you scumbag! Yeah, folks, thanks for listening. Be sure to go follow Dill because we're gonna be bringing him out to the Hamptons. So if you're listening,
yes, I need that Jordan Belfort in the Hamptons. Yeah,
yes, we do.
Where's that? Jordan Belfort.
Burberry'd out. I love the Burberry.
Yeah, Burberry.
Love the Burberry. Love the Burberry.
Hell yeah. Folks, know the drip.
You know the drip. It's lit.org. This is the Ryan Show FM, and we are worldwide, baby. We will be back. Yeah. K-Bliss, let's get it.
God bless the dream chaser.
You got a
dream,
keep chasing.
Never let nobody hate you out your dreams. You gonna make it. Yeah. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Shit, we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach, and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it.
See, I know how it feels on a late night, swimming with the great whites, drowning in the deep waters. Know you got three daughters, could use some resources. Nah, we just need order. I got my own bad news, a reporter. They ain't even safe, they wanna deport us. I'd rather keep us boxed in on the street corners. If you gon' stop and frisk it, at least warn us. My dog's still on probation, they got a leash on us. Far from stupid, in fact, I'm smarter than Harvard students. Sparked a movement and put an end to this garbage music. Got me thinking like this can't be life. Stupid, voted for the Antichrist.
I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Shit, we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach, and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it. Yeah, it was hell here. My people killing in the 12 here. Got my mama black card, and she was just on welfare. That's goals. Did it on my own, I got myself here. When God asked me, do I want this shit?
I said, hell yeah, I'm ready. When I put the crown on, it was heavy. I was drowning in my past like when Katrina brought the levees in New Orleans. In my city to them kids, I'm like Jordan. Every move I made like chess is important. I just went against the system, spending nights trying to reform it. Late night thinking I could lose my life just from doing this. It's a sacrifice, I know it won't be right if I forfeit. But I do it for the young kings that never had no voices, for real. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Shit, we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me.
Yeah. She got a thing for Chanel vintage that dropped before she could speak English. Do you love me and love seeking attention? I mean, which one is it? You keep calling me a twin, but twins ain't this different. Mentally, I'm already on next year. That's some 2020 clear vision. You saying let you finish, I ain't trying to hear it. I'm off of spiritual lifting, but I don't fly spirit. I'm off of finding happiness, but down to die serious. All smiles, Kevin Durant trials. Had to blow it on the court, I must have blew a milli. I'm walking on all charges, that's my new Achilles. I know they love to rock the check, but who gon' do it really, really? My depositions never surface. Tenenbaum know the logo on the jersey is getting purchased. 10 years in and y'all yet to hear my most impressive verses. Paid the cost to be the boss, wasn't even my most expensive purchase. Trust when I say I'm never on it, they assuming I'm on. Tales about me are like Corritos and Culiacan. Sashimi from Saito, you know that man, 2 Michelin star. Postcard from Grace Bay, sending my distant regards. Vision wasn't mine, told my the vision was ours. Still a part of shorty, even if we've been living apart. Rocks will do you filthy for me soon as I give him the nod. Meaning he'll blast for me like putting a 6 with the guard. Hop on the float and show the city the one they appointed. The one that's rebuilding schools and feeding the homeless. Hang with my but sometimes I be trying to avoid it. Cause they'll get to popping out of place like they double jointed. Goals was the top of the pyramid in it. World, I gotta get the most of everything as the axis on which it's sitting twirls. Point blank period like a city girl. And then I bring it back to 50 world. Hey. Whoa. You made me this way, yeah. Before I'm gone out of this place, yeah. Put some flowers in my face, won't you? Let me know that I did okay, yeah. Don't wait till some other day, no, no. They let her wait till it's too late.
It's
too
different, late. Yo. Hey. I was nominated, never won a Grammy. But I understand, they'll never understand me. Lot of lives lost, but I never panic. Lot of lines crossed, I never did a zanny. 100-room mansion, but I felt abandoned. Love making love, but what would love land me? Jealous, so they be acting like they sleeping on us. But they speaking on us, jewelers, quarters, even numbers. Still blowing smoke as angels float above us. Love giving back, but will they ever love us? Chanel in the mail, FedEx from Pharrell. And what I got for sale, just sit on the scale. Triple beam dream, a buck on the shades. I really seen things, give mothers the shakes. I really bought cars with women on face. I know it seem odd, but money amazing. College loans really the fuckable credit. Discover cars, look back, I know she regret it. But we keep pushing, keep our foot on the pedal. In the mirror, she a blessing, rebuking the devil. Living on the edge, she keeping me level. Money come and go, I'ma keep it forever. Money come and go, I'ma keep you forever. Slip on glass slippers that tickle with feathers. Everywhere we go, we create a dilemma. Coming to America, really the set. I let your soul glow, I'm keeping you wet. I'm a cold December's, I know she remembers. Forgiveness for a sinner, but is it that simple? Holding on your hands, your body's a temple. Fly you out the cans, menages with lobsters in the prawns, start you with spinach. Bottles for the dawn, our party's the biggest.
Hey. Whoa, uh-huh. You made me this way. Before I'm gone out of this place, yeah. Put some flowers in my face. Let me know that I did okay.
Good guy, young.
Don't wait till some other day. No, no. They let her wait till it's too late.
I'm from. Still get cold in the summertime and dark in the daytime. Where I'm from, I seen all the toughest in the world, and I swear it didn't take time. I watched it go and change it in no time. They gon' try to throw shade so we don't shine. We gon' go and fight the rollies for the old time. They don't wanna see it shine, we don't bear no mind.
We got fresh, watch.
watching the Dapper Dan era. I'm from that. Come up a short, smack you on your man era. Riding around 1,000 grand inside 100 grand Carrera. Rocking 2 G's, a couple grand on a sweater. Add them up, these is Gucci mathematics. To get some fresh ears, I will pump like an asthmatic. No cap. I'm just running down a list of things. I hit the jeweler, I got the watch, I gotta get the ring. Facts. I'm still flying through Harlem, you think the whip had wings. Woo. And everybody got the throne until they hit the king. That nigga speaking malice, but he's so valid, he sent out hits like Khaled. The ticket's top off in that Maybach. Forgive me, God, don't let me say that. Chill. But Lord knows I've been to hell, I'm on my way back. I'm riding dirty in that foreign for that payback.
Where I'm from, it still get cold in the summertime and dark in the daytime. Where I'm from, I seen all the toughest in the world, and I swear it didn't take time. I watched it go and change, did it no time. They gon' try to throw shade so we don't shine. We gon' go and fight the rollies for the old time. They don't wanna see you shine.
I'm from that rope chain, cocaine, the crack era. TNT came, we tossed our packs era. Took money, ski mask, them gloves was black leather. Friends died, RIP on the wall with black letters. Lord forgive us, nobody prepared all us. On the road to riches, a sale was waiting for us. At court, hoping somebody came with bail for us. For them warrants popped up, then try to leave us locked up. Red light green, them G's was yelling go. Idolized dope dealers, bought beamers off selling blow. Running after bread, my business was getting more. Till they see me come through in black coupes with yellow. God in my ghetto, the odds in my ghetto. Spent blocks through shots, survived walls in my ghetto. Kept it on me like I glued my palms to the metal. You can't call God when you up with the wrong devil. They underrated my greatness. Anti-lame, I'm not related to fake. Took a vow never to live broke, we stay rich. Best I fly, we young killers go ape shit.
Where I'm from, it still get cold in the summertime and dark in the daytime. Where I'm from, seen all the toughest in the world, and I swear it didn't take time. I watched it go and change, did it no time. They gon' try to throw shade so we don't shine. We gon' go and fight the rollies for the old time. They don't wanna see you shine, we don't bear no mind.
I done seen it all, my God. I done seen it all, my God, I swear.
Nothing new under the sun, nobody f***ing with sun. I got a couple of sons, a couple of guns, a couple of that bust up the party and f*** up the fun. She digging me and I'm cuffing a friend, she igging you while we f*** for fun. I got a suck in her thumb, that my little baby. She call me daddy like grandmama baby. If this Sunday dinner, my hand on the gravy. I've been on the craziest wave, if I'm on the stage, your M is my minimum wage. This ain't no kennel, but hey, if n***s without that bark and we sending them straight. So on the way, we the dog catchers. How many bullets your dog catching? Sawed off, raw dog fashion. Hard off, hope dog catch. Damn.
I woke up first morning. Hey, no. Too many ops in you. Tell me who you with. Hey.
Potato over my gun. I'm moving silence cause be clocking my funds. When they should keep eye on they cause baby girl coming with sun. Be judging my moves, but please tell me what have you done. My cousin at air out the party for fun. Pistol grips get to squeezing. Wish a nigga would like Liam Neeson. I don't even need a reason. Loyalty over treason. Then come and see me, put some respect on my name. What side of my city I claim? I try to stay in my lane. Took my advance and put a caprice on them things. I'm baited for it till the wheels fall. Know some probably pissed off. Who would thought I made it this far? Gold mouth, fuck them all.
I woke up first morning. Hey, no. Too many ops in you. Tell me who you with.
I just put diamonds on all of my teeth. Now they probably think I ain't intelligent. In the homicide unit interrogation, asking questions you know I ain't telling. Call me a jock all American. I'm at the top of my class with my letterman. I remember back in college, knocking on my dorm door. I ain't never let him in. Now you know that this cap, no, I hit a few. Ain't no job, I'm selling gas like I'm Jiffy Lou. I had a free, used to fuck wild boyfriend in class. I hear her from the back from like 10 to 2. No back and forth with these rappers. They mention me, dissing me. No talking back, I won't mention you. Watch when I come put that eye on you. And I did, they gon' want me to snitch in my interview. I'm on 5 jump lit, but I'm really cool. Don't acknowledge the shrimps when they ridicule. They don't come out at the dark, but I swim with the sharks. You ain't got enough heart, get a bigger pool. Wanna fight, but he bigger. I ain't really tripping. Reach under my shirt, grab a bigger tool. I got a Glock with a did, let's get physical. They gonna be hollering out ripping, they missing you. They got me started, I might as well finish you. I'm from Charlotte, you know I do, baby.
I woke up for some
J.K. Bliss.
Folks, this is the Ryan Show FM, and it is proudly presented to you by Michael Gold. Have you been injured? Have you slipped on the floor at the local supermarket? Have you been at work and you've been carrying a bunch of boxes and it was just too heavy and you dropped them on your foot? Well, don't stand for that. You should sue them and get your money back, or get way more money. I want to say more money than you deserve, but you should get every dollar that you're entitled to. And that's what guys like Michael Gold are there for. So if you're hurt anywhere in this great nation of America, sorry to all of our fans in Africa, our friend Michael Gold cannot help you. Our friends over in England, our friends in France, Michael Gold cannot help you. But if you're on the continental United States, our friend Michael Gold will definitely be the guy you'd want to call. Any type of injury, whether you're at work and you hurt yourself, you're in a car accident, and you wake up and you have some neck pain the next day, all of these things, you deserve money for these things. The number to reach Michael Gold is 312-270-6812. One more time, that's Michael Gold from Chicago, Illinois, at 312-270-6812. It's your rights, people, and you must protect them. Right, Mr. Jeez?
That's a motherfucker.
I'm serious. So go ahead, hit up Michael Gold and see for yourselves. You know, I wonder all the times that I must have, like, you know, tripped and fallen in front of, like, rich corporate buildings. And it's just a shame that I never did anything about it. Don't be like me. Don't do it. The New York Giants, are you excited about this year?
Always excited. Let's go.
And what do you think? I mean, we have a new quarterback.
They got a new quarterback.
We have a new quarterback.
Eli's starting.
You think Eli's definitely starting?
I think so. We have a new quarterback.
We're going to see a different Eli this year. We're going to see an old Eli.
We're going to take it back to the 90s.
Because Eli. The best Eli Manning is what? The fourth quarter Eli Manning? And this dude's
under the gun. We don't want that. We want the fourth quarter, first quarter Eli. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
Blow him out. You know what I'm saying? Come on, let's get back to New York. Excuse me.
I mean, come on. Words of encouragement from Mr. Cheeks.
Word, come on, man. We New York City, man. I'm from the home of the Giants and Jets, the Yankees, the Mets, the Knicks and the Nets. I'm a native New Yorker. No regrets. You understand? Woo. We're talking Rangers and Islanders, baby. You know them big guns and silencers.
What teams are those?
You know what I'm
saying? The big guns and silencers.
Oh, man. That's the word it is. That's what it is, baby. They say well, the home of all the violence is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, see, on that note, what's going on, New York sports? I'm tired of driving in the car, and all I hear is you know, all I listen to is ESPN radio these days.
All day.
And all they do is complain about New York sports. And even when they are doing things right, they just still don't stop complaining.
Right.
It's like, when do they stop? Honestly, like, the Yankees are a good team.
Bussin' do it.
And still, all I hear is them complain about the starting pitchers. All right. Let's talk about the good in the Yankees. Let's talk about
how we winning.
It's a home run every other pitch that's thrown to them.
Let's talk about smashing cash. What my man's Peter Rosenberg have been doing over there on the K show. Hello. We in New York. Maybe let's go. Shout out to the Mets and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
He's got full control over there now. You see, Michael K's out. So Rosenberg is just hosting the whole show now.
He's
that's taking over. Yep. Stepping up. I do like Rosenberg. A lot of people like to talk shit about Rosenberg. You know, they don't want to hear like a Jewish dude in hip hop. You hear that all the time. You hear all these stereotypes. I think Rosenberg is a great broadcaster. He knows what he's talking about.
There's a lot of Jews in hip hop. Hello.
There's a lot of Jews in hip hop.
Hey, man. It's a whole organization now here, man, that work together to make things happen, man.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of us doing things, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody make moves and people can get positions and get positions. Let's go. Get yours.
I just read these YouTube comments is all I'm saying. You know, you can't get away from these things, you know?
It's real life.
I mean, the thing is, though, is who leaves. We don't leave YouTube comments. I mean, actually, that's a lie. I have left YouTube comments, but it's only positive ones. I leave fire emojis on the YouTube comments.
I read it after y'all say something about them. I'll be like, what? Let's see. But, you know, it's mad love, though.
It is.
Everybody got their opinion. You know what I'm saying? This is an opinion world right now, you know? People, everybody want to put theirs in, you know what I'm saying? They got a platform to say it on. Everybody can talk to each other now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think how easy it is to access celebrities. Like back in the day, if you had to reach Mr. Cheeks, how would they even reach you? Like back in like 1996, how are they going to reach you? If just a random fan.
Management do it.
Exactly. So now it's almost like there's good and there's bad to it. You know, you get some real creeps reach out to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like you necessarily, but in general, like when you have that type of access.
No question. Nah, you got creeps that reach out to you and all that, but yeah, man. You could reach right back. Let's go. What we doing is typing, ain't we?
Shit, man. I don't even mean like that. Just, you just never know who's out there. And impersonators, like, just there's levels to it now. There's truly levels to it now. Like,
we a part of the world now. You know? We out there. They know where we party. They know where the shows is at. We posting our own shows. That's what it is right now. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man.
It's the entertainment life, world now.
Yeah, man. That's it. I mean, not like Beyonce and them. They got they shit on spend ass like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm independent. See. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking for every celebrity. I'm talking for just, you know, cats from the 90s and still doing what they doing. But, you know, stay connected with the fans. It's a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah,
but
I guess like once you have that much traffic, it's hard to get in touch with somebody. When like when you look DM at Beyonce's inbox, yeah, I'm sure that looks looking crazy right now.
Yeah, so, you know, so what it is, man. Bing, you answer some, you don't, you know?
And that's what that's, you know, one of the good things is that you probably presented with way more opportunities. You know, like, I'm sure that there were people that had some awesome opportunities for you back in the day that weren't able to reach out to you.
And now
they technology.
Bang.
Yeah, that's now they fact. Can. Just, exactly. Like, how the hell would you have ever it's heard of the Ryan Show?
It's good and bad, right?
See that?
You know what I mean? Hot water and cold water.
That's it. So sit here, light one up with us.
Yeah.
And get philosophical. This is what happens when it's just two of us sitting down here, Cheeks.
Smoking pot, chilling.
Without
talking
HD.
To the world. Yeah, Dave.
Shout out to our brother HT.
He's a flavor, baby.
He is one of the funniest people. I say it all the time. We have comedians in here. Tolelli gives him a run for his money. Tolelli's quick. But Dave, well, no matter which comedian is we have on here, he's just as quick, if not quicker, than every single one of them.
He's all right. That's why we a team. You know what I'm saying? Dave is the ill dude.
Go and follow the socialite at Hamptons Dave and buy those Pixel Parade emojis. Mr. Cheeks has his own set of emojis. LB Fam emojis.
Facts.
Emojis of his face winking and blinking.
Turning around.
The blinking
seeing
thing.
Seeing something and all that.
The blinking one is crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I like how they're animated, how they're not just like, they're not still emojis. They're, I don't know, I guess you call them stickers.
Stickers.
They're kind of moving or gifts. Around. They're more like gifts. Kind of its own thing.
GIS, yeah.
GIS, whatever the thing is called. So go to your app store and download Pixel Parade for you'll see exactly what we're talking about. And it's not just Mr. Cheeks. It's not just The Ryan Show.
Right.
They have Method Man. They have Eric Sermon.
Keith Murray.
Tons of different
artists.
Mostly hip-hop. Definitely mostly hip-hop.
Yes, sir.
And
shout out to Squad Streaming. Eric Sherman. The family and all that. Mena and all, baby. Everybody hard.
Right down there at Death Squad Studios. Shout out the whole team. The producer, Eric Sermon. Actually, Cooler Ruler. We got to shout out him, too.
All
you
day.
Know, I think what we should do is play your new song. Because I know Ruler's been hitting me up about it nonstop. And it's fire. And you've heard it on this station before. You've heard it on this show before. But Focus On Me might be the song of the summer.
That shit is hard.
I mean, if you're a fan of the LB Fam, if you're a fan of the Lost Boys... I mean, does it get any better than this?
Fan of Bobby Garcia, fan of Southside Drama, Cooler Ruler. You know, we all in it. Let's get it.
So and without further ado. And what a music video, too. Love the music video.
Oh,
the
video's crazy.
It's just all the significant people from the LB Fam.
That's right.
Everyone. I mean, even your boy has a little cameo at the end.
Yes, sir.
With some Henny in my hand. Real flattering shot of me to be etched in history. Wow.
You and Hampton Diddy's.
That's right. HD. So, without further ado, produced by Cooler Ruler Divine, featuring Southside Drama, Bobby Garcia, this is Mr. Cheeks' brand new Focus On Me.
Woo.
L's up, baby.
L's.
DJ K.
That all of the talk about plates on the table, got knives and forks out, nines and 4 pounds, clapping like proud parents. SI, red eyes off the loud package, corner G, born a G, talk so raw, you couldn't eye harder off a D boy. Magneto pull, brother stay custom made, 1200 spokes on the vehicle. City slick, sip liquor with a 50s kick. I keep a grip, pretty, and a sticky slip from a place called Try and Test.
We're them shooters, they let it fly quicker than step. It's the come up, yo, what up, boss? Where the work at? 10 G's a day on the pole? Shorty twerk that. Yeah, that's get it, how you living? Why get mad, trying to figure how you did it? 24-7, 365, mind on the money. Friday night, eyes on the honey. Rebel lean on them, no pro meth. Saturday, around, blow the whole check. Chase paper, see what the streets make of you. The victor or the Vic, just the name of you. If these walls can talk, they tell you what the neighbors knew. The game don't change, the players do.
I spent countless hours, counting thousands an hour at the stove with the Pyrex, mountains of powder. How I hooked them with the blue chops. Wildlife, rumble with a few cops. Checking out the view from the rooftops. Staring at the Verrazano, thinking there's gotta be more. Cause these four corners is all that I know. I'm a monster, feed my hunger. Neo with the red pill, all I see is numbers. It's like a jungle sometimes. Make me wonder how you ain't catch a body over 6 feet under. Government informants, secret indictments. Seen a leap at the judge when he was sentenced. Resident patient, basic is that gritty. Got a one-way ticket down to Rack City. Careful though, they laying cats flat back to back. The feds snap your chat, no app back. DBS chrome spin, you don't spin. New enemies used to be old friends. Yeah, that's how it go when your power grow. They wanna put out your fuse when you're about to blow. Chase paper, see what the streets make of you. The victor or the Vic, just the name of you. If these walls can talk, they tell you what the neighbors knew. The game don't change, the players do.
Trying to get rich, turn 50 cent to a G. Anytime the shots ring, it's me, the P-O-N-E. The code of the streets is my own business. Stay the fuck out, police, please. We just trying to get our money, flood out the roly face. Seeing them roll dice, Nori, that's my only ace. Yeah, we in the streets active. This one in front, we use them for target practice. Honor thugs, I was raised around bloodshed. Bandanas on the pole, we'll see the crib, but they blood red. You ain't gotta ask where I come from. You get hit with the hollow tip or split with the dum-dum. Squeeze 100 shots, out of one drum. Me ain't active, getting money by the lump sum. We ready, you wanna take it there. This is a different card game, we ain't playing fair.
Every day we accept bloodshed. Hate's more welcome than love, yeah. Banjo, como, talibu. Streets are crumbling where we live.
Powerball with no luck, dreams of winning hit us all like malware. Twist is like an owl head. Ooh, got my dad over the moon before the cow did. Pale face before I had broke before the bow did. I see World War III when I close my eyelids. Sipping moonshine, a quiet internal conflicts. In the eyes of the swine, I'm a convict. A melanated inanimate object whose brother is a towel head. The downtrodden, impoverished homes is where I live. Women are rented out and grow to believe their timeshares. I got Cambodian made weaponry under my bed. An underpaid field that's not gon' wine here. I see the Chavez. When I die, bury me in T.O.T.O. I can make the tune for me colossal. Put my hood on until the time the contra tree finds me. Whether or not I tread light, they still want to snipe me.
Every day we accept bloodshed. Hate's more welcome than love, yeah. Banjo, como, talibu. Streets are crumbling where we live.
That soup is it. Pistol toters, no holsters. Don't approach us. Ruiny remains like vultures. I get ferocious. 30 stick with a beam, that bitch poking. Y'all just started sipping on. Touching next to him and all was the potion. Some fours and a couple years and bars. I get the coasting. Turn the heat up, get my shot activated. I'm the cop. We trap it out the spot till they raid it. Flagrant, 100 gram large. Who unfaded? Point shown, that's money law. Who are the lady? It's like, hold up, cuz. Like we related. Don't pay me, your blood is soaking. Side chalk it, stretch yellow caution. Your mind laying over your car, crying to force it. These niggas fraud, workers line of bosses. This ain't ballin', just frying a ball. I'm back activated.
Every day we accept bloodshed.
Yeah.
Hate's more welcome than love, yeah. Banjo, como, talibu.
DJ active.
Streets are crumbling where we live.
Second guessing our love. The Tracy detective inspected, need a hug.
You need to detect this. Get your out the club. Get a cookbook, you gossiping, watching it popping love. I don't mean to be brass, even the genius ass questions in class. Supposed to know a love that'll last. A friend say don't mess with rappers, correction. I'm Akhenaten and King Tut's predecessor. I'm fantasizing, don't mind him, I'm slick with words. Tell your girlfriend I flip the bird, she don't know. I am your neighbor, brother, homie, lover, friend to smoke with. I want us to take road trips, that low. I'm on some more, everybody should know. Oh, let's be real discreet. Everybody lies, not everybody nines. So your friend might hate. When was the last time her and a man was straight? Just chill, light bulbs dim. You are life my adult right film.
Life begins my adult right film. Now. Life my begins adult right film. Now. Life begins right now.
You are, you are,
no
you are my
say,
adult film.
Life begins right now. Life begins right now.
Second guessing our love. Then trace your detective, expect it, lead a hug. You need to detect this. Get your out the club. And pick a good book so we can book it.
DJ K. Bliss.
All good things must come to an end. Even this L rolled up. That delicious big T.
That Russian assassin. Yeah, man, that's that Russian assassin. The only shit we fuck with Russia. You know what I'm saying? Not you, you plump stomach Trump. Yo, you know what I seen today? I seen the Lion King lying on the lawn again.
That is one of the funniest memes I've ever seen. Cheeks' Instagram is known for posting anti-Trump
all day
comedy. And the last one was good. It was a picture of Donald Trump mixed with the lion, I guess, from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yes, sir. The original Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, the original Wizard of Oz.
Whoa.
I mean, I forget how good that movie is, too. What a classic.
Now, that's hard. Then I hit the one with Michael Jackson. Badass joints right there.
Wait, both Michael ways. Jackson, Wizard of Us?
You never seen Jackson? The Wiz.
I've heard of it. See, but I've never
seen it. Flavor to that right there? The Wiz.
Is it as good as
the Wizard
the
of Oz? We got The Wiz. That's my man, Richard Pryor. You ain't see that yet?
Wait, Richard Pryor is in The Wiz?
He was The Wiz.
Dude, I don't know how. That's like one of the classics that. I've heard of it, but it went right over my head.
Kid.
See that?
See? We got to watch that. Get a movie night at the Ryan Show one night.
That's it. Another classic.
The Wiz, kid? You got the. My man Ryan got. Yo. Hit Ryan up with the Ryan Show and give him them L's. If you should watch that damn movie, The Wiz, you bet to know it.
Yeah. No, please do.
They're going to throw the L's in up anyway.
That is a classic one. And it's better. I mean, with a cast like that.
I mean.
That's up there. I mean.
You got Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Oh, you got Diana Ross. Well, I don't know the original names of all them characters.
It was Judy Garland, was it?
Judy Garland. Boom, I know her. Go ahead.
Was Dick Van Dyke in it? I don't know. I think we should pull it up. We should pull it. I don't know if he was.
Yeah.
I don't think he was. Let's pull this up and see who the original cast of Wizard of Oz was.
Word,
I know it was definitely Dorothy was definitely Judy Garland.
Right. Facts.
Let's see. We have Frank Morgan.
Okay. Who is he?
Let's see. Frank let's go back here one sec. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna get some little nerds to come through and listen, man. We're looking for some interns, man. Holla at
that's
your
the way
boys.
To recruit them. We're looking for nerds to come do things
right,
for free.
We need some nerds too, man.
We're not going to pay you
computer
anything.
Computer nerds, you know what I'm saying? All of that.
Frank Morgan as Professor Marvel, the Wizard of Oz. Oh, so he played you know, the Wizard of Oz, a bunch of different characters in it. He was you know, shown throughout the movie.
Right.
Both before and after her terrible dream.
With the ill mustache.
With the stash.
Oh, yeah. He was ill.
Dude, I don't know if it's going to be hard to outdo that movie. Between not only The Wizard of Oz, what a great character, but between the Lollipop Kids and all those Munchkins?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you reenact the Munchkins? Were they like Munchkins?
They didn't reenact it. See what I'm saying? Y'all had the Munchkins. I think we had the Munchkins. I forgot what they had. But it's the music and the all that in there, man. You gotta see The Wiz, man. You know what I'm saying? We could watch The Wiz. The Wizard of Oz, and then we go watch The Wiz. You know,
I'm just curious to see if The Wiz has Munchkins in it.
The Wiz got everything that you had. We got the y'all ain't got the motherfucking walking subway station blocks moving and chasing the light. Oh, my, this shit crazy, kid. Oh, Quincy man. Jones produced that, man. You know what I'm saying? The music and all. Listen, man. There ain't no, you love The Wizard of Oz because you ain't see The Wiz yet.
Wow. So but that's a huge statement. That's
ain't
a
nobody
huge
fuck statement. The Wiz, kid.
I'm looking at the pictures on Google things. Images of The Wiz movie right now.
That's right. Michael Jackson.
It's
Nipsey Russell. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Diana Ross. I see. The lion looks similar.
Huh?
The lion looks similar to the original.
Yeah.
So it's a 1978 musical adventure film produced by Universal Pictures. And let's see some of the names on the Wiz. We have Diana Ross, Michael Jackson.
You better believe it.
Nipsey Russell, like you said. Now, who did Michael Jackson play?
The motherfucking scarecrow.
He was
the scarecrow.
No,
he's on down. He's on down the road, nigga. Man, you can't win a thing, baby. I tell you, man. That's one of the baddest movies ever. So, all right, we're going to come over here and smoke it down one night and watch The Wiz. I'm going to show you some of that shit.
Well, there'll be a part two for this conversation at some other point. Because this is a star-studded cast. Richard Pryor as The Wiz, like you said.
That's a fact.
We have Ted Ross as the Cowardly Lion.
Mm. Yeah,
so they stayed true to the actual characters. They just put black actors, I guess, instead of white actors.
The whole thing.
Okay.
All black ass.
Nice. All right. So, and I can Wicked see Witch on of the West. The movie poster. It's like a disco movie. It looks more like a disco
what?
Movie.
That
than
shit that. Is the. It's everything you want, man.
Oh, man.
It's like that shit.
So what stands out to me still the most is the midget hanging in the tree. Do you remember? Did they get to reenact that?
The midget?
You remember there was those rumors that a midget, I'm sorry, not a midget, sorry, to be politically incorrect, a munchkin, hung himself and killed himself on set. And if you look really closely at one scene in the movie, you can see his little body dangling from the tree.
No, you can't.
I swear to you.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
So you gotta do some little research.
So I'm going home tonight. Watch me the Wiz. I'm gonna watch The Wizard of Oz. I'm always going, who's the you watching The Wizard of Oz about? Because I'm high and I want to see that and The Wiz. I want to show. So
you want to see a dead midget hanging from a tree?
Yeah, I'm gonna get me a nice bottle and give me a little.
Here we go.
I got the big picks and bits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good. Yep. Some of that good the good do-its, as we say.
Goodies.
Man.
Yeah, man.
And
that's a long outro on the ass, right? Well, that's what we do. That's how we do.
Well, we have something to actually do now after the show's over. That's it. It's not. You don't have to go to bed after you watch the Ryan show. You can go and watch The Wiz. Or go watch the munchkin that hung himself.
The munchkin that hung himself. I'm going to see that.
I'm going to actually just look for the Lollipop Kid scene. Because like, how can they outdo the original Lollipop Kids? The three disgruntled little ones?
We ain't do that.
So there were no lollipops. There was, dude. That's like
the Wiz, man. It's not. It's not reenacting. It's not
reenacting. Probably not enough black midgets. Not enough black midgets to cast. I don't understand. Like there were.
I don't know if they had no midgets there, but I was paying attention.
Do you remember?
I don't think they got no midgets.
They must have got like 300 little people together to film the Wizard of Oz. The original Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
was
that's
like out of control.
You had the Wizard of Oz. I'm telling you, we had the Wiz.
I don't. If there's no munchkins, then I would say it can't hold up.
It's body in that one, man. I'm telling. It's a different movie. It's a different movie. You understand? It's a different taste. You understand? We got the Wiz.
I mean, if you take the munchkins out of the Wizard of Oz,
It's not the Wizard of Oz. It's the Wiz.
It's the Wiz. Ah, I guess
what are you talking about? You got the Wizard of Oz. We got the Wiz over here.
All right, so we got something to do now.
You got a landlord. We got a slumlord. You understand? But they both con artists. You know what I'm saying? They both lying to everybody. Can't get nobody back to Kansas.
Amen. Goddamn. Folks, I think it's time that, I think it's time we have to go. They're telling us that they're giving us the cue. They're giving us the cue from the little green room.
Oh, it's time for the check.
Exactly. But we can be followed. You can check us out all week. Not only can you listen to us at whatever station you're listening right now on, but there's a long list at theryanshow.net. All of our different syndicate stations, it shows the exact time and where you can listen to it.
We are doing it.
ryanshow.net. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Follow my brother, co-host, Hamptons Dave, at Hamptons Dave. Our DJ, DJ K Bliss, at DJ K Bliss. The legend,
yes,
Mr.
Sir.
Mother Beep in Cheeks, at
Mr. Cheeks, Lost Boys, or the real Mr. Cheeks 132. It's both there. It's
the
both
alternate
there.
Page is good, too. They're both great pages. And follow myself, at The Ryan Show. Collectively, we're at The Ryan Show FM. Folks, thanks for listening. We love you, and we will see you next week.
Word. Peace.
Peace.